And I would think that my mother's grandparents were probably born in Marengo County, but I don't know that. Mm-hmm. I just really don't know that, because I never knew anything about them.
Yeah.
Because they died before I was even born. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you remember anything about their education or occupation?
No, they were farmers, all farmers. That's all I know. I wouldn't know anything about the education. Because they died and I was a little, you know, tiny little thing. I just can't remember just a little bit about it.
Okay.
Because they were all Baptists.
Well,
we're
Baptist?
Uh-huh, okay. Uh-huh. All my people are Baptist on both sides.
All right. Can you tell me something about your husband, his age and education and religion?
Well, he was Baptist. He died at the age of 40.
Okay.
And he finished high school in Thomaston, Alabama. Right out, not very far up here.
Yeah, it's all sides, yeah.
Uh-huh. Right there was my house, I think. And he was a lumberman, lumber inspector.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, there's also a Thomaston, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Which may or may not have anything to do with Thomaston, Alabama.
No, I'm sure it doesn't.
Did you see your son yesterday?
Mm-mm.
He didn't come up?
No,
Did
you see him?
No, I thought I might have seen him,
They go to Demopolis and eat on Thursday night. There's five couples here that get together.
Oh, really?
And they all go out, and on Thursday night, they go to Demopolis and eat. Just maybe come back to one of the homes and just sit and socialize for just a while. Mm-hmm. They do that every Thursday night if they can.
That's good. That's good.
And I think they go to different places. I think they always go out of town to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we have the depot down here, but they either go. Now we have a wonderful place in Thomasville. It's the depot. It's called.
Mm-hmm.
Delmar's. Mm-hmm. They specialize in seafood.
Oh, really?
We have a lot of people here that go down there and eat.
Uh-huh.
Just 35 miles.
Yeah, it's pretty
south.
Good.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Just
how's the depot? Is that?
It's pretty good. But I tell you, John's problem. He has had a Dairy Queen all his life. Hopped in there and built that restaurant. It's just, have you ever been in there?
No.
It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful. Everything in there is just of old trains and it's a lot of antiques. You would just thoroughly enjoy just going in there if you didn't do anything but drink a Coke or a cup of coffee. It would be worth it. It's beautiful in there.
Mm-hmm.
Those stained glass windows and everything. All those are antiques. They went for miles and miles. Well, she got quite a few of them over in Meridian. There's old antiques in there, just everything.
Mm-hmm.
In the dining room part.
Yeah.
They have an old sideboard, which goes with the dining room, the old time dining room suits. And it's just wonderful. But he just does not know how to fix. He's just always been that short of a cook, I say, you know. He was a wonderful, but make the best barbecue in the world. But you know, there's quite a difference from a Dairy Queen and getting into a high-priced restaurant
like that, which
it really is. I mean, the place is, but he isn't.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know how, really, to. And they don't, of course, now we have quite a few people that have parties down there, more breakfasts and suppers,
mm-hmm.
Dinners than anything else. But